This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Police say a speeding bus carrying mostly laborers rammed into a container truck on a highway in central Pakistan, the crash killing at least 33 people and injuring 40. The accident happened on Monday on Townsville Road. The bus was traveling between the city of Syokhat and Dera Ghazi Khan in eastern Punjab province. Police say the exact cause of the accident was not clear. The passengers were traveling to their home district of Rajampur to celebrate the upcoming Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe, but they concede that they will need to learn lessons from the disaster. Efforts to find any more victims and clean up the mess left behind from the floods across a swath of Western Germany, Eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued on Monday as the floodwaters receded. The United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee says an alternate on the United States women's gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID-19. The USOPC did not say if Olympic champion Simone Biles or any of the other favorites to win gold were isolated because of contact tracing. The positive test was the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the pandemic-delayed Olympics. The Czech Republic team says a beach volleyball player was taken to isolation at a hotel after testing positive, and two players reported positive on Sunday from the South African men's soccer team, which has its first game Thursday. This is VOA News.